This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Boy, we're going to have some audio for you at 8 o'clock from Eric Dickerson. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now, a lot of conspiracy going on right now. He's handling it as well as anybody could. I mean, he's being asked about the conversation. I mean, he did get asked about Dylan Gabriel's comments at halftime of the preseason game against Philadelphia. He's being asked about all these other things, and he's handling it as best he can. Here's Shador.
I don't think about anything. If it's not words or anything, you know, at this point, it can't do anything to me. You know, I know, you know, the God put the ability and the power within me to not even think about nobody else's comments, not care. It is what it is. I spoke with him. He said, nah, bro, that wasn't. He said, that wasn't. He told me on the plane. He came up. He was like, nah, bro, that wasn't at you. I see how they trying to spin. I'm like, oh, all right. I'm not tripping, regardless of whatever it was. I don't. Nobody's words or anything affects me.
I'll be quick with it because I know people got so mad that we were talking about it on Tuesday. Damn it! I said, well, I wish you would have never said it in the first place because obviously it invites unnecessary criticism towards him, even if he had said it before or whatever. But the only person who could really fully put out the fire is Shador Sanders. And he's done a good job of trying to put out that fire. You know, going back to it, somebody asked, well, gosh, we're spending so much time talking about the fourth stringer because that's who Browns fans know deep down has the best chance to dig him out of this QB hole. That's you all know it. I know it. The American people know it. Of the four guys they got, where's the impassioned Kenny Pickett people? Where are the Kenny Pickett people who are so damn passionate to see Kenny Pickett? Where are the Dylan Gabriel people who are so damn passionate that they got to see Kenny Pickett? I've had more. There's definitely been passionate Joe Flacco people. The two quarterbacks. You want to power rank passion with Browns fans with their quarterbacks? It is Joe, Shador, probably Shador, then Joe. And then there's this vast, vast crevasse. And then there's the other two.
I don't even really see that much in the way of Joe Flacco fervor. It's more that the people that support Joe, they're just like, all right, that's the logical, that's the smart way to just start the season. But
it's the Tiffany quarterback.
I don't even think those people are really gearing up for a full season to Joe.
No,
I think they're
not.
Just waiting for him to pass the torch.
I think that's probably where it is, but I think a lot of people have a ton of respect for Joe with what happened in 2023 because that thing could have went right down the you-know-what, and it didn't. So I think a lot of people have respect for Joe, so they'll get passionate about Joe. Again, if you're willing to stand 2 hours in line down in Hartville for that guy's autograph, there's definitely a fan following and a passion for Joe, and rightfully so. We don't go to the playoffs very much around these parts here with this football team. And then the other guy would be Shador. The other guys, what passion are there? What passion is there? Because you know deep down, he's the best chance to get you out of this QB hole. And you guys don't want to talk about fourth string quarterbacks? I know damn sure you don't want to sit here already on September 8th and talk about quarterbacks that are already in college football who are going to be coming out in the draft. That's what you really want to avoid. I'll talk Shedeur Sanders up one side, down the other, left, right, center, doesn't matter to me. I'll talk about Shedeur Sanders all day long. What you really don't want to sit there and talk about is, how did Cade Klubnik do? Well, I know, they played Louisville yesterday. Did anybody watch ACC football with Clemson and Louisville? Okay.
Yeah,
because
but that's,
if you don't want to talk Shedeur, that's where it is.
That's going to be going on all year regardless.
That's going to be going on between us, but the fans don't want to do that. The fans want to see that guy. And I'm willing to be patient, certainly willing to be. If somebody says, well, they're proving it, that you guys want to play everybody right away. If anybody's been saying, I don't need to play anybody right away on this station in 14 years, we're almost celebrating our 14-year anniversary, it's been me. Go ahead. Let him. He's not there to rot. He's there to grow. And I don't want to look at it as a point where he's rotting. I didn't want to look at it as it's a failure of tests. It's early in this process. No matter what any conspiracy theory we want to make up, whether it's true or false, or we don't know yet. But whatever conspiracy theory we want to think of and think is true, they're looking at it going, this guy is an investment because I did see him play well. My issue is I don't know how much time we're going to really have with him because circumstance may change. And I want to get out of this hole that we've dug. And yeah, I like a good story as well. Tone, I don't know where you stand on it.
I think that it's pretty clear, though. The reason I bring up the test thing, I know you didn't love what I said about it, but what else could possibly explain why he's behind Dylan Gabriel? He must be failing. Forget about comparing him to Flacco. There must be something that he is falling short on that has him behind Gabriel.
But is it a failure? Or is it just he doesn't have the tools
injured,
yet?
They've both been injured, so it's not. You can't use injury as a reason one is ahead of the other. Everybody that has been at camp every day has said it's not even close in terms of the special throws, right? The ability, this is where the ceiling part comes in. That doesn't mean that Dylan Gabriel's he's throwing all incompletions. I know we see the numbers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just that people have been, you know, charting from throw to throw. I think some people have been a little unfair to Dylan Gabriel in that regard. But in the end, like, if everybody is saying that Shedeur is the guy making the brilliant throws, those sparkle, those dazzling plays,
mm-hmm.
give me any other reason that Gabriel would be ahead of him other than, you know, the stuff where they sit in an auditorium and have their notebook out. Like, that's the only other reason I could imagine that Shador is behind Gabriel.
But I don't look at it as a failure. I don't think they are giving tests for any one of these guys to quote-unquote fail. And maybe I'm picking apart your words here, but I don't look at it as a failure. I look at that they're taking both of these guys, if we're going to be fair to both these guys, and putting them in a position to grow. Well, Dylan would obviously be further along in the process. That's how they feel about it. So that's a natural order of things. Whether I think that he's got the ceiling or not, that's inconsequential.
I could understand that day one because they took one in the third round and one in the fifth round. But Shador hasn't been able to jump over that.
Really, how many chances have they given either guy to go over? I mean, they've given Dylan Gabriel chances. They gave very few chances to Shador Sanders. That's based on trust coming in.
So why has Shador not earned the ability to, you know, change that perception?
Probably because of his knowledge of the offense.
So he is. So he's failing that test.
But I don't think it's a test to fail. He might just be further away from knowing the offense than what Dylan Gabriel is. Is that not so hard to comprehend?
It is. It actually is really hard for me
to comprehend. I don't understand how that's hard to comprehend. Owen's got his head in his face. What did I? Did I? Oh, you're thinking of something else. I'm sorry. I thought you were reacting to what I just thought of there. Go ahead.
I don't understand because, you know, understanding and knowing the playbook, I haven't heard the Browns say anything in regards to Shador is behind on any of that stuff. At least that we would understand.
Well, they would never say that he's behind on any of that
stuff.
Well,
I think they're kind of, but aren't they by just the way they're acting?
Exactly, but they're not going to say that. But again, if he starts out further behind, then obviously, if we're talking about the smarts in the offense, Dylan ain't stupid. No one's calling Dylan Gabriel stupid. So if he starts off ahead, then he's probably going to be further ahead than what Shador Sanders is. Well, it's not. They're looking at winning football games. Dylan Gabriel right now is more to them is more equipped to help them win a football game because they trust him with the offense more. Now I can sit here and scream ceiling all I want, but if I can't trust him to go out there on the field, then he ain't going to have a chance to reach that ceiling. So I get where Kevin is saying or thinking, allegedly, that Dylan Gabriel would be further ahead in the offense. I'm just talking about a fan and their time and like, hey, let's go see the other guy. He might not be ready to do it, and they might just spike his career right then and there. So I can understand waiting there. But you ask me, I don't think it's a test to fail. 216-474-0092. Scott in Pennsylvania, you're first up on the fan. Yellow.
Hey, good morning. Hey, love the show. Love you guys' insights. So I got a question for you real quick.
All right.
I believe we found our guy, and I really don't want this to happen, but what are your thoughts on play him or trade him with Shador?
I think that if you traded him, I think he'd probably be in the same situation somewhere else right now. I think what they're doing, they're trying to bring him along the right way. I know we're getting antsy, but I think that's the exact type of fan that I'm talking about right there, Anthony. Scott in Pennsylvania feels like his time may very well be wasted this year, and he don't want to waste any time. So he wants to see him. Or, you know what? If you're not going to play him, then go ahead and trade him, and let's get a pick, and let's get ready for the guy next year. I think that's what a guy's thinking there. If you like Shador Sanders that much, and you think, well, then if you guys aren't going to work with him, you want him traded, I'm putting words in Scott's mouth here, but you probably don't have a lot of faith in the current regime. You're ready to move on from this current regime. You get your pick. We'll get our quarterback next year, and then there'll be no argument about it because he'll be a high pick, and they'll be ready to play him as soon as possible.
But that's the thing. I would trade Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett before I trade Shador.
Hell yeah, because you know the ceiling, or you believe that there's a higher ceiling. You don't know the ceiling. None of us do, but you believe that there's a higher ceiling there. But I can understand the circumstances of wanting to put Dylan Gabriel out there before Shador. I think there's a difference in over Shador instead of before Shador. Rob in Medina, you're next up on the fan.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Rob.
Hey, so I have a scenario for you. Okay. Let's say on Saturday, Shador and Dylan Gabriel both go out there, look competent, look good. We go through the season. Joe Flacco takes us to 10-7 and a playoff berth. KP quarterbacks in every game.
Mm-hmm.
And then next year, the quarterback class is as good as we think it is. What are we going to do then?
Probably trade both picks and go get a quarterback.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Have a great day, guys.
Rob, thank you very much. I mean, you might not like that answer. Lima, do you disagree?
I just think that hypothetical is probably the most unrealistic of all the hypotheticals.
What, Joe Flacco, they go 10-7?
Joe Flacco, based on what I saw last year out of Joe, too, playing the whole season on this team, taking them to the playoffs, like that's fun. Man, we would have so much fun doing it. I find it very hard to even muster that in my mind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.